Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Legend has it, underneath the NJM insurance offices lies a mysterious room of long-forgotten, moldy mascot memorabilia. Often pitched by ad agencies, always rejected by NJM. Is it real? We may never know. But what is real is NJM's dedication to doing what's right for their customers. Astoundingly, they're proud to put policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Learn more at NJM.com.
Scam Goddess Pod is doing its first live show June 22nd at 7:30 p.m. If you don't know, now you know. Y'all know the show is sold out, but that's okay. That's all right. That's just fine because you can watch it from anywhere in the world, from your computer, from your cell phone, from your television. All you have to do is click on the link in the episode notes or in any of my social media handles and get your ticket for the live stream show. I can't wait to see y'all virtually and in person. Let's get it.
What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, and we're back with another installment of Scam Goddess. As y'all all know, parasocial girlies out there, yes, please. Yeah, say it back. I'm what? Yes, yes, excited, elated, thrilled. We have a friend, a homie on the show today. Truly one of the best online people ever to follow. Like, you're getting it all. You're getting mess. You're getting jokes. You're getting intrigue. A true fucking genius. She's a writer, a producer, and an actress, honey. She does all the things and truly does them all well. She's guest starred on NBC Superstore as well as written for the Oscars, honey. Amazon's Yearly Departed, loved that. And the iCarly reboot, y'all, she was writing Harper up good. Oh my God, y'all, she's a dear friend of mine and the show. Follow her on all platforms at Cheska Lee. I'm gonna spell that so y'all really can know. At CHESALEIGH. Get into it. It's a fun ass page. Congregation, please welcome back Francesca Ramsey. Hi, Francesca.
Oh my gosh. And I'm physically in the stew.
In the stew, babes.
This is like spacious, luscious. There's snacks, there's drinks. Yes. Like, it's very professional.
And she's giving fashion, y'all. You know, she's giving fashion.
It's a podcast, but I thought, why not serve a look?
Okay, she came into serious like a rock star. And, like, I mean, she is. So it makes sense. As a math is mathing. Love that for us. Oh, it's so good to have you back.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And I can't wait to get to the historic hoodwink. And y'all, I'm gonna keep these segments. We're getting back into the order of it all, okay? We went off the rails for a bit.
We love a tangent.
But we're getting back into the order for a bit. But you're going to love this one. And it's close and near and dear to Fran's heart. And I think this is going to be a really super fun episode, too, because Fran is an expert on what we're talking about in the hoodwink. And we're going to actually split this. We're going to go back and forth. We're going to get insight. You're going to love it.
Tag team.
But before we get there, Fran, we always ask, what is your relationship with scams?
Well, as you all listening may or may not know, the Writers Guild of America is currently on strike, and the studios have been trying to scam us out of our money. They want the robots to replace us. And SAG is even thinking about potentially striking.
Yeah.
Because they are trying to play with us. They are like, you know, the computers can do it well. It's like, did they miss all of the sci-fi movies where...
That they made?
You give the computers control and then they take over. I'm like not trying to have that. So yeah, the studios have been scamming us, but we are fighting for our rights and looking hot doing it.
Yeah, you've been looking very hot on the picket line. I will say, you've been serving the fashions.
Listen, I want the people to know that even with limited resources, I'm still going to look cute.
Limited resources.
Listen. Just think of what you could have. Think of what you could be appreciating if the studios weren't scamming us out of our funds.
And it's interesting now that SAG is, we're all currently voting on authorizing a strike, which basically means that when we go to negotiations June 7th, that
it's like in the back pocket.
Yes. So we have to authorize it before the negotiations. So we have to say yes, like if they say no, then we ride it on, you know?
Exactly.
So we're all voting to ride it on right now.
Yes.
And I found some interesting things coming back up. Like, I knew about this, and I'm sure you knew about this too, but like the whole actors being paid for auditions that they don't book.
Yeah. I mean, supposedly that's in the contract, but it just doesn't happen.
For the past 86 years, it's in the contract. And I've spoken with some actors who said that they actually did file for it, or that there would be casting offices where you sign in and then they would submit that sign in to wherever the fuck it goes where
you would get
paid.
A check?
Yeah, if you didn't book.
Listen, I've been not booking for a minute. So clearly,
listen,
I need to be collecting.
We all in the casino, babes. We're all out here. Y'all don't understand. Like, acting looks all glamorous and shit. And, like, you see everybody taking photos and starving themselves to wear, you know, couture. But what you don't see is that we are now, especially after the pandemic, we've become our own production studios.
Oh, yeah. You have to have your lighting on deck. Mm-hmm. You have to have your green screen up. You got to be doing a little bit of editing. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. You got to have friends. Hopefully, you have enough actor friends where y'all can trade off like reading each other's auditions for each other. And now because of the pandemic, casting directors realize like, oh shit, we could just make everything self-tape basically. And that way we don't actually physically have to give up any of our energy, our time, our reading to see actors. So back in the day, basically, if you don't know about the insides of the acting industry, you would go to an audition physically.
Right.
And you'd be in a room with like 30 people who look just like you.
It's a mind fuck. Like, you think you got so cute for the audition, and then you get there and everyone's wearing the exact same thing.
The exact same thing. Ugh. And they look just like you. And honestly, those auditions gave me more peace because the ones where I come in and they be like, all types. I'm like, a white woman gonna get this role. Like, why would y'all do this to me? Like, I don't like when I come in and everybody there. Like, I like when it's a clone of me. I'm like, at least I have a chance because they're looking for some version of me.
Oh, I love your positive spin on that because I'm so the opposite. I like go in there thinking I'm this unique butterfly and then everybody looks like me. And it truly is a mind fuck.
It is. So you go in you with all your twins of the world. They gathered up all your twins because they say there's like six people on the planet anytime who look just like you. Mm-hmm. So they bring all those people together. And then you wait in there, you get all nervous and shit. And then some lady named Susie or Sally or somebody, she calls you into the room and they read with you, right? So they have to physically be present for that. And during the pandemic, because, you know, nobody wanted to get the Rona with all of their twins.
Fair.
You don't want to die with everybody who looks like you. Then they were like, okay, we're going to send out these auditions and then you tape them. So you tape them at your house. You got to get a ring light. You got to get a camera, you know, or sit your phone on several books, you know, whatever you can do.
Lisa, you need to get a tripod. You are.
Book method has been working for me.
You are on a successful television show.
No, the book is how you book. Okay, sitting on several books.
You know what? Honestly, I'm gonna receive that because clearly I have my shit way too set up, and a book is what I've been missing.
Listen, they bring that authenticity back, that hustle, that struggle. Okay, they can feel the book. They know the book is there.
Okay, you know you're giving me lots to think about. I'm taking notes. I don't know about y'all, but my funds are low. I'm trying. I would love to book.
Chow. So now you have to shoot it yourself. And that used to be a rare instance that would happen, but it would be like if you're out of town or something like that. But now they were like, oh, all of us casting directors never have to come in person again or see you or like give any of our energy.
And there are definitely pros and cons because on the one hand, it's opened access because not everybody lives in New York or LA. And so you can still get to audition if you live somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But on the opposite end, what I really miss is when the casting director would give you notes and they would give you feedback and they'd say, try it this way. And something I know that you're really good at, because I was there when Lacey was doing her her audition and doing and doing her tape with Miranda. I was there.
She was there judging me on the other side.
No, I was there. But there's something to be said for the chemistry that happens in the physical room where you get to really show off your personality before you get to the material, and you lose that with the self-tape. It's so nice to just be able to talk to the talent and find out a little bit about about them. And I've always heard it described as booking the room. Yeah. You might not book the job, but you book the room. You lose that with the self-tape.
And I love, you're absolutely right. And I love booking a room because if it ain't for me, it ain't for me, honey. Right. But if I book the room, like maybe y'all girlies go out exactly. and you get another room, you'd be like, remember Lacey Crazy Ass? Let's hire her, you
right,
know?
Right, exactly.
So you miss that. And then also, like, you're right. It's advantageous because you can, like, choose your takes. You yes. don't have to worry about being nervous. You can do it when you feel like it mm-hmm. versus when you have an appointment and like maybe you got hit by several buses, but guess what? Like you still got to show up to your appointment or you're not going to get the job, right?
Listen,
so and you limp your ass in there.
And there is nothing more demoralizing than driving 40 minutes for a 5-minute audition.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, I sat in traffic. I got all dolled up. So again, there's some nice things about the self-tape.
Now, you still got to get dolled up on the tape, though.
But I don't have to leave my house, which is kind of, and I don't have to put pants on.
See, that kind of feel like a ripoff to me, though, because if I'm dialing myself up like a baddie, like currently right now I have no makeup on, I have moisturizer on, and I'm not giving baddie energy. Fran is giving very much baddie. She's got a wing on for the girls, okay? The bats are jealous. This wing... Okay. And but like if I do that, somebody got to see me with their eyeballs.
That's fair. I think, I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like what actors are asking for is more options because sometimes it's great to do the self-tape and sometimes it's great to go in person.
I'm going
to
go further. So, okay, auditions. Y'all think of it like interviews. It's not like an interview. And I'm going to explain the difference. An interview, you go in, you read, you know, you bring your resume or your CVV, what mm-hmm. is that? Your Brit say, mm-hmm. your CVV, you yeah. bring one of those, right? They go over it, y'all talk, have a conversation. An audition is I have to go memorize lines, mm-hmm. prepare something, practice it, really give it my all, and then come in and do a performance for you.
Yeah.
And whether or not you like the performance or decide to hire me, I still have to do the performance for you, right? I have to do a show for you every single time. And now
sometimes it's like the night before, and it's mm-hmm. the night before, and it's like four scenes. And the
or
scenes
the
are...
same day. I booked back. It was the same day audition. And I was coming from brunch. A girl thought she was having a fun time out and having a mimosa. And they were like, bitch, you better go back to work. And so I mm-hmm. had to go to the casting office a little bit buzzed. And they made me do the scene 15 times. 15 different ways.
And you know what? But she booked. She booked. But again, there's something about that energy, probably yeah. like the fresh off of the brunch, like the buzz, like the, all of that stuff like helped versus if you were at home taping that. Who knows if you would have brought that same energy.
Yeah, and you're right. You don't get adjustments. I've had auditions where, like, I get a note from casting that's like, you hit every single beat, but the tone is completely off. And then I have to go retape it. Because I
didn't
know. And I would have known that.
Because they give you one scene, and you don't know in the scene before the mom died. And then you're in the scene like, yuckity yuck yuck. And then they're like, God, she really fucked this up. Well, girl, I didn't know.
They're like, but you had a wake. I'm like, nobody has said that. Nobody has said
that on the page.
But also, it's the sheer volume. So now, like, imagine y'all, like, during pilot season, or especially, like, you get a pilot, and, like, a pilot is, like, basically an episode of television that may or may not become a whole show or series, but it's the first episode. And normally, you get the whole pilot. Like, mm-hmm. if you're auditioning, you have every single scene in it. They'd be like, shoot the TV show. And it'd be like 12 pages, 15 pages. Shoot the show. You know, you get a movie sometimes now, and they'd be like, shoot the movie, sis. Like, and let us see if we want you in the movie, but shoot the whole movie.
Yeah.
That's, like, hours and hours of work and memorization, all to not be paid and to not be hired. And if you're doing that constantly, it's a bit of a scam.
Yeah.
You know?
I, you are preaching to the choir because there is nothing more demoralizing than spending all that time to learn the lines. And then it goes to Scarlett Johansson every time.
And that's another issue that we're talking about.
Why are you playing a black grandma, Scarlett? I could have done that.
Scarlett is every woman. It's all in her, okay? Every race, every woman, okay? She could be a tree. She could also be Asian, okay? Y'all just need to deal. Y'all wasn't born like Scarlett.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Nobody will let me be every woman, okay? I've been trying to play a white woman for years.
Seriously.
I would be good at it.
That is the scam.
I'm gonna get me one of these, okay? I remember when the Anna Delvey story was happening on Netflix. I was like, why I didn't get an audition for this to my reps? I would be great as her.
Oh, my God.
They're like, please. I was like, come on now. Let's be unserious. Everyone's trying to be so serious. But, yeah, no, so there's, like, a lot of issues that are, like, really deeply entrenched. But, oh, the last thing I was going to say is that during, like, as we're talking about auditions, it also reminds me that so many people that I know will be submitting to do an audition when it's literally offered to someone else and they've already booked it.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. They already know who they want. Mm-hmm. It's just like a numbers game. They have to have X amount of tapes, I guess. I have no idea, but I see it happen all the time.
And they're not even looking at them hoes. Okay, right. Maybe they're looking at 10 seconds. Maybe they're not looking at all. But I've had friends, you know, like being on the show, be like, hey, I auditioned for your show. And I'm like, oh, that's amazing. I'll hit my showrunner up and like
and
let
them
like, know.
They're like, it's already booked.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we're actually booking your other friend right now. And I was like, why is this person like, hasn't even taped it yet, just got the email, and you telling me somebody else putting pen to paper on a contract?
Yeah.
Why are you wasting this person's time?
I know. And then it's, and then, you know, it's the added layer of all of that on top of trying to get auditions. And now there's this potential threat of AI just coming in and just booking the roles before we even get a chance to audition for them. And that AI could potentially use your likeness.
Yeah.
And they can say, we want a girl who looks like Lacey Mosley, but she like 2 foot taller.
Right, because Levi's already doing it. They said, Levi's, y'all want diversity? We're going to bring out diversity. We're going to make AI Negroes.
Exactly.
We're not going to pay you.
And the
models talked about that, yeah.
And the people who actually need the work and have bills to pay can't get the job, and then y'all are going to just, like, work something up in a studio lab and then call it diversity, and then we're not getting, you know, money.
Because is it diversity if you're not paying the diverse? What's happening? Also,
it's giving Puppet Master.
But you know what's fucking wild to me? Is that every time you see a new invention in AI, which, like, we're on Twitter.
It's always black people!
They
are always doing, like, AI Biggie Smalls and Drake.
AI Drake.
But they're not doing AI Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's litigious as fuck. Honestly, do AI Taylor Swift so we can get Taylor to shut the whole fucking industry down, because that bitch will shut it down.
No, that is actually the truth. Her lawyers stay on speed
dial. They
Swift
D's.
No, it's so true. I always see like AI Kanye, AI Drake. And it does.
AI black woman. I've been seeing videos now where they're like switching it from a white woman to a black woman. And the black woman's AI. Like, bitch, why are y'all trying to, why do they hate us so much? Everybody hates us
much. The reality is they hate us, but they love us. They want our swag. They want our style. They want, you know, the artistic sensibilities without having to actually employ us and without having to credit us, which is why you have so many people that just do a bad imitation of your favorite R&B singer, a bad imitation of, you know, blackness, whether it be the hair, the nails, the hoops, right? It's like, oh, we get to have all the fun of blackness without black people. Sign us up.
And it's like, that's not even that fun. The black people are the part of it that's fun. And y'all keep trying to figure out what it is. And it's like, no, it's us, bitch. Like, you haven't figured that out yet? You're like, no, it's the baby hairs. No, it's us.
No, it's us.
No, it's the box braids. No, it's us.
It's the truth. It's always been us.
But yeah, no, you're right. Oh my God, it's such a huge fucking scam. But anyways, y'all, we could go on forever about this. But support your unions. And if you're out there, and I talked about this on Brittany Nichols' episode as well. If you're out there and you're like, hey, all these Hollywood elites, they're all, you know, into themselves and wanting money and wanting to be paid so they can live and eat and have a roof.
Y'all should have that too.
Take that hate out of your heart and join up.
Y'all should have that too.
CVS, get your union up.
Every single person deserves that. And the reality is, while AI is being used for these artistic exploits, they're going to use it for everything. They're already using it in other industries. Mm-hmm. And so we have to put our foot down now. Before it's too late.
Kroger, get on the picket line. Like, let's go. Everybody fight.
Listen, you're at the self-checkout. You're not getting paid ringing up them groceries.
Nope. I talked about that in Brittany's episode, too, because that very much pisses me off. But, y'all, I'm just saying, whatever industry you're in, start talking to your coworkers. Get that Slack going. You know, like, get y'all a group chat or something and fight the man. Because everybody's stealing from us. And it's time that we fight them. And this is the perfect time to do it. Link up, okay? Instead of being jealous and being a crab in a barrel that you jealous that other people making what you perceive to be more, why aren't you thinking about how you could be making more? How you could be fighting with your homies, okay? It'd be like one CEO at a company. How many employees? We could beat them up.
Let's go.
All right, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements.
Scams! Close your eyes. Open your mind. And imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
If you're a person with titties, bras are so uncomfortable and constricting, and now we finally like have something that's changing. That Skims is changing. That Skims bras, they're worth the hype. They're amazing, the shape, the support that they give, but also they're, like I said, comfortable with you on your nipple. Okay. I love the Fits Everybody bra in Onyx, which is like the black one. Like that's normally like the clothes that I'm wearing and stuff. But like, I also really love the wireless form push-up plunge bra because, you know, you sometimes you gotta give a little cleave, a little titty, okay? You know what I mean? Make it cute. So shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes, 38 to 46 H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
And we are back, and it's time for What's Hot in Fraud. This is where we warn our listeners about a poppin' scam in the zeitgeist, or more often than not, we get a letter from you all. As always, snitch on your friends, family, and your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired so we don't what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Amen. Friend, I need a name for this person. We don't care about gender.
Penelope.
Oh, I love that name.
Yeah, me too. That's
Penelope.
Great.
Yes. So Penelope says, hello, I hope you are all doing well today. Okay, thank you, Penelope. I think we are. We're doing well.
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Great. So Penelope says, I wanted to share about a high school reunion scam. Feel free to change all the names and places. Damn, Penelope, now you gave me a whole job. Penelope said, okay, so we can't write right now. It's pencils down.
Yes.
Penelope. Okay, so I'm going to try. So it says a large high school. You know what, Penelope? I'm not going to change them because you said feel free. That don't sound like I need to. That
we
sounds...
could also, you could also bleep them, right?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to do that either.
Okay. Not me producing.
Right.
Let me stop.
Because that's what you be doing.
Let me stop.
You got producing credits, okay? So a large high school in Memphis, Tennessee, I think that's vague enough, was supposed to be having a 10-year class reunion. Traditionally, the class president organizes the reunion, collects the funds, etc. I know this to be true. I was class president. I do have to organize the reunions.
You have supreme class president energy. Like, everything is making sense about you now. Okay, I got it.
Wow, class president energy. I don't know if that's good or bad, friend.
No, it means you get shit done. You show up. You're activating the kids. You have a lot of energy. You're like a rah-rah, sis, boom, bah. You know what I mean?
I was
like,
a cheerleader as
school
well.
School spirit. Yes. It's all making sense to me.
Yeah, I had all the spirit. So the class president, this is their responsibility. And I knew this when I took it on, and I did actually do it for our 10-year reunion, right? And I did collect money, and I did put all of that money towards the reunion. But
sounds like Penelope is about to tell us somebody did not do that.
So this guy announces where it's taking place in quotes and how much it, in quotes again, will cost, which is $100. Kind of high for most reunion prices here. Well, yeah, you're in Memphis, Tennessee. I will say in Texas, though, for something cute, it was like $100. We needed a hundo from you or more if you had it.
Yeah.
Renting a venue now is expensive. They don't just be letting you rent things no more. So, and people started sending the money to a Cash App created for the event. A Cash App.
Oh, yeah, that sounds sketchy.
Ooh, we all know Cash App is the crime app. Like, if you're doing crime, it's Cash App. Like, Venmo seems more above board.
Oh, yeah, no, Venmo will shut your shit down. If you get too many Venmos in one day, they're like, this is sketch.
Yeah, Cash App is like, you're doing a robbery? That's cool. Come on over. They're with
with it. It's like Western Union and Cash App. Those are the crime apps. So, as you can imagine, nothing had been planned. The class president ran off with over $5,000 and insisted in a Facebook post that he didn't have a choice because he was having to stay at motels and hotels since he was houseless.
Okay. But then that's a reason to not take on planning your high school reunion.
Yeah, it feels like you did have a choice here.
You
I'm seeing choices.
You did. You said, which Cash App should I use? Should I use Venmo or PayPal? I think I'll use Cash App. Like, you made some decisions, sir.
Also, bro, like, don't act like you didn't go find a fake venue. Mm-hmm. Like, you were sending people photos. You were like, oh, yeah, y'all, mm-hmm. we gonna have prawns.
Yeah.
For $100, we can definitely have prawns, okay?
He made a little flyer.
Yes.
He had it on his Instagram story. He had a swipe up.
You got money for Canva, but you ain't got money to give people for the damn reunion. Mm-mm. You lying.
No.
And also, like, don't try to hit people with a sob story after the fact. You could have hit people in the Facebook group and been like, hey, I know I'm class president. I'm currently unhoused.
Absolutely.
I would love if y'all could donate to my GoFundMe, but also I'm going to throw the reunion for everybody. But
yeah, say it up front. It does feel like an after the fact lie.
Yeah. I feel like you have a house. Honestly, it's not. I feel like you're lying. So at face value, that's understandable considering he even wrote a book called Degreed and Homeless. Okay, so he got... Okay. He wrote a whole book about
it. We should have finished reading the letter. Sounds like maybe this was a long con. I don't know. But, okay, yes. Maybe he was telling the truth.
But also, where you ain't getting no minimum guarantee for your book? Or where'd the book money go?
I don't know.
I mean, money goes fast, okay? You know, degreed and homeless. Okay. So, if you look at his Facebook page, however, you'll see that he recently went on a family vacation to Italy his brother.
We have been scammed multiple times reading this letter. We were just giving your ass the benefit of the doubt. Not him going on vacation.
Listen, it was to surprise his brother, okay? It's easy to surprise people when you don't have a house, maybe.
Yeah, but like your priorities are not in order, sir.
I mean, clearly they are. He got his money and he dipped. So it says he also works at a school. Now, you can have a job and also be unhoused. So
that's
I'm still kind of like, So where exactly is his money going? Anyways, have a great day. Wow, Penelope, that's where you're going to end this. You're not going to tell me where the money's going. You're just going to say,
we
anyways.
Don't know. We don't know. Oh, and then like the real bummer is y'all have missed out on having your reunion.
Right, because y'all wanted to reunite and have it feel so good, and now you're separated and it feels so bad. Also, yeah. You got robbed.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
It's a true bummer. And it's funny that this person said, Penelope said, you can change the information, but then at the end it says, here's a news article. If it's in the news, Penelope, I think the girls know where y'all are at.
Oh my God, yeah.
But also, I love that they were petty enough to put this in the news, because...
As they should. I would want my $100 back.
I would too, but they're not getting their money back. I mean, honestly, this man probably had to delete his Facebook because now you're a pariah.
I mean, I don't know how Penelope could have avoided this, because inherently when you are asking someone to fundraise with your funds, you have to trust them in order to hand them over, you know?
There's no way to get around this.
Mm-mm.
Truly. And I mean, I'm so sorry. Like, you have to trust that you voted for the right class president. It sounds like y'all voted for somebody who just maybe was like, had a full head of hair or something.
Yeah, I guess the only way to get around this is to stay in touch with the people you give a fuck about.
Yep.
And then you don't need to go to the reunion. You know everybody's business. Or just creep on Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, the people that you need to see, you'll know what's going on with them.
Exactly. Or maybe we start making the class presidents like, I don't want to say this because I'm going to have to do this again in like 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
But like maybe they got to put their address up or something, or like a bill, like a water bill or something. So y'all all know where they stay.
Yeah.
So then you can pull up, you know, with an angry
mob.
Or
maybe there's like a version of the reunion trust fund. Like the money goes into like a special place that only you can touch. Like you can only like transfer money there to like the venue or something. Oh, maybe. Did I just start a business?
I think you did.
It's an app coming soon.
Reunion Trust.
Yeah, Reunion Trust. A reunion pot you can trust. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, my God. You guys.
Write that down.
Listen.
Also, we'll sue you.
The studio's fucked up by staking my money. I'm coming up with businesses left and right. Okay.
Fran's just going to be in tech after this. Like, she used to be an artist. No, now she wears black turtlenecks and she's in Silicon Valley.
And she has a really deep voice now.
is going to jail, but she's making it sexy, okay? Oh. Shout out to Elizabeth Holmes. All right, y'all, we're going to take another quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we'll be right back with historic hoodwinks.
Robbery!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home?
You know who I'm talking about.
Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs?
I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Like, personally, I have been on E for like 5 years. I know I was posting the stuff on Instagram late a week or two ago, but y'all, it was because I needed to take a mental health break. I put my phone down. It was very hard to do, but I feel so much better for it, y'all. Okay, so look, it can be easy to ignore our social batteries being on E. I certainly did for 5 years, and we spread ourselves so thin, especially with social gatherings picking up now that it's about to start warming up, you know, skies out, thighs out. But also, like, where's your mental health? Where is your brain? Get inside of it. What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. So, you know, you figure out like what type of person you are and how you need to recharge. And that's why BetterHelp can be a great source of therapy. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time if the vibes aren't right for you, at no additional cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/goddess today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/goddess.
And fraud!
And we're back. And I have a quick content warning at the top here. We have brief mentions of eating disorders. Just want to let y'all know. But you know, we'll glaze over the dark stuff as fast as we can, because this is a fun pod. True con, okay? So today, our historic hoodwink is about a 31-year-old former fitness influencer, Brittany Dawn, who was sued by the state of Texas over claims that her online fitness brand, Brittany Dawn Fitness, claims basically that she misled customers with eating disorders and engaged in deceptive promises of customized nutrition plans. But that may not be the end of her schemes.
So I hit Lacey up to say we have to talk about Brittany Dawn, because this is like my you know how your grandma watches her stories?
Mm-hmm.
This is my stories.
You're Young and the Restless?
This is
your guiding light?
This is my literally, Brittany's face is like the North Star for me. I love influencer scams and mess, so I was really excited to talk about this. So Brittany Dawn in 2014 is when she really blew up as an influencer doing fitness stuff on Instagram. And she started selling what she was calling a personalized online health and fitness plan. Mm. She specialized in coaching those with eating disorders. And she called herself an eating disorder soldier, aka somebody who had suffered from a eating disorder and has now overcome it, okay? However, Brittany Dawn does not have any professional fitness or nutrition training.
Oh, okay. She was self-taught.
Yeah. I don't know how you self-teach something that you need to go to school for.
You ain't ever been to a self-taught doctor?
No.
Okay,
no,
I have a self-taught podiatrist. They just was looking at a lot of feet and was like, you know, I've seen enough OnlyFans to know how to crack these.
Oh my God. You better be on the lookout. You better be on Google Images, because your feet pics are probably out there. Well, similarly, Brittany Dawn was also a self-taught
fitness and nutrition girly. And these quote unquote individualized plans that she was selling were not individual at all and ended in her being sued by customers that were complaining that they got scammed.
Okay, so she said it was for you. For mm-hmm. me, by for you, mm-hmm. right? But then it was really like for me, for everyone. From
yeah,
me, for everyone.
It was giving Mad Libs. It was giving. Ooh. It was giving fill in the blank. It was giving your name here, your calories here. Like she wasn't. She really wasn't trying, and everyone was realizing that they had been scammed. So she ended up getting sued in February 22 by the Texas Attorney General, and this stuck out to me because if Texas is coming for you.
Right.
You really fucked up.
Because Texas, like, look, when it comes to morality.
Ooh, and, you're a Texas girl, so you can say it.
That's my home state, okay? Listen, Greg Abbott is out here trying to kill us all. All
listen,
right?
And I will, a moment of vulnerability. I'm from Florida.
Ooh.
So I know, like, pour one out. It's hard to be a person of Florida. I know it's difficult out here.
Fran.
Yes.
You know what I saw in the sky this weekend?
What?
On Saturday, there was an airplane rider that had written Florida not so bad over my sky area. I was on a walk, a Minty Health walk, and was like, what the fuck is
they
this?
They are lying to you. Florida
Who
is
paid for that? What kind of general advertisement is Florida ain't so bad in the sky? I have a photo of it. I will show you.
Like, even just the wishy-washiness of that, it ain't so bad. Like, that tells you don't trust it. Listen, I only bring up Florida to say, I'm not trying to just shit on Texas. I also have a home state with a sullied reputation that it has earned. But if Texas is going after you...
You messed up. You really did something bad wrong.
You really messed up.
Or you made a lot of money that they were like, we need some of that.
They're like, oh, did you pay taxes on those funds, man?
Right. Your scam looking very lucrative and we're going to have to get involved.
Absolutely.
So, and I mean, like, that's what happens. Like, that's what no-knock warrants are. It's just police trying to raid drug dealers and steal their money and then put the drugs on the table and be like, we solved it. But then they've stolen so much money because it's not accounted for. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's what they're doing.
But
it's like the government robbing
you back. You can't scam more than the government does. So now we have to step in.
Because then Uncle Sam gets jealous. He's like, what you doing over there making money without me? Mm-hmm. Cut Uncle in.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Scam.
Uncle Scam. You got to cut Uncle Scam in, okay? Don't play with him, okay? He said, I choose you. You making money. So she has this lawsuit happening from Texas, right? Because Brittany did not deliver individualized plans to the thousands of people who purchased health and fitness packages ranging from $92 to $300.
Yeah, which sounds affordable. Like, it's not a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
So people are like, yeah, I can do this.
Also, it's a perfect amount of money to scam because normally if you lose like $92 for the average person, like, you might let that go and not take legal action because like it would cost you more to take legal action than what you lost.
Exactly.
So she's taking like smallish amounts of money. Mm-hmm. Enough to piss you off, but not enough for you to call Judge Judy.
Right, exactly.
So the state of Texas also alleges that she misled her followers into believing she had special training and expertise to address eating disorders and additional health-related topics.
Ooh, this is the part that really pisses me off. She targeted people who specifically are like, I struggle with my mental health, I'm struggling with my body image, and I want to get better. It takes a really strong person to get to a place where they're able to acknowledge that they have an issue with food and that they want to get better. And Brittany was like, oh, yeah. Sure, girly. Give me that money.
Right.
Bye.
Wish I could see Brad's face. Give me that money.
So fucked up.
Because if you're willing to, like, when you get to the point where you need to pay to help, like, have someone help you, which, like, I'm not saying that, like, it's, like, a deep-end situation. Like, personally, I have a therapist and I have a psychiatrist, so I am paying people to help me, right? But it's, like, when you get to that point, wherever it is in your life, you're taking it seriously.
Yes.
Like, you're actually really trying to make market change. And for somebody to slide up on your ass like this and be like, I have training. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, did you see anything about what she was alluding to say that she had any special skills?
I think she was just acknowledging that she had suffered from an eating disorder, and I think that that gave people a feeling of comfort, like, okay, well, she knows what she's talking about. She's obviously been where I'm at, and she's going to be able to help me overcome, because they're looking at her as like a model of, oh, wow, you're successful. You've overcome your eating disorder. Maybe I can too.
Wow. Yeah. So she's basically saying, like, motivational speakers.
Yes.
Which it's always been curious to me because I know people from college who wanted to be motivational speakers. And I was like, I think you can't do that until you do something motivational. I don't think you can skip the step of like doing the thing that's inspirational to be motivational. You can't just be like fresh out of college. Like, I want to motivate people. Wait, what?
I mean, I will push back and say that there's all types of people that need to be motivated to just finish college, right? Like, to somebody, that's an accomplishment. And I think in this instance, it's another example of, you know, maybe she doesn't have specific training, but she can say, oh, I overcame this thing. And that makes people look up to her and trust her. And then essentially what she's doing or what she did is take advantage of that. And eating disorder soldier is vague. That's very vague.
It is.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, are you wearing a camo jumpsuit? Like, what does it mean that you're...
Are you... Soldiers still be in the wars. Like, veterans are no longer in the war.
Are you still in the trenches?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. Like, are you shanking the eating disorder? Like, what are you doing?
Like, are you currently bad? Like, are you shooting it? You what? Because a veteran would be...
Yes, a veteran would have been. But see, this is she's not only a scammer, she's not a bright scammer.
Yeah, she's not. Because that's not even the right word to use in this kind of scam. Mm-hmm. So according to the lawsuit, at least 14 customers mentioned in the complaint are people with eating disorders. Brittany has denied taking on such clients that she or that she initially attracted them. So she was like, I don't know them. Mm-mm. And I never even had talked to them.
Oh my God. Like, just so shameless. And I will say, this is something you will see throughout her history, is that she blatantly lies. She's like, I didn't do that. Ma'am, it said eating disorder soldier.
Did it?
I seen it.
I don't know how y'all read, but that's not what I'm seeing right there. Okay. That says solidaire. That's French. You don't know about that. So according to one client, she messaged Brittany detailing what she was struggling with and that said that she needed help. Instead of responding with individual coaching, Brittany simply responded with a generic and non-substantive feedback, right? Such as, that's my girl, you're killing it, and you've got this, babe. See, we talked about AI replacing us. This is why AI can't replace us. This woman was like, listen, I'm really having a tough time in my life.
You got it, babe.
She was like, no, but I really need your guidance and
your help. You're killing it.
Days have been so dark lately.
You got it, babe.
Y'all got to stop using
you
AI.
You can Venmo me $30. Like, no, what?
Then it's just a link to the Venmo. It's just a QR code. It's you haven't helped me at all. So Brittany's clients filed so many complaints that in 2018, a Facebook group was founded. Ooh, you know, you're asking some hot ass water when the girls get on Mark Zuckerberg's app and they make a group.
Yeah,
they got admin. Ooh, it's over for your ass.
Yeah, it's going down.
So it's called Brittany Dawn Fitness Business Complaints. Wow,
specific, straight to the point. I like it. You know what I mean? We don't need fancy branding,
right? They were like, "This is a place for people who hate Brittany Dawn." Come
on,
and
we're scammed and have fitness business complaints.
So this is where users discovered that they had been sent the same health plans. Because now they're comparing notes. You know you're in trouble when the girls start comparing notes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when customers complained directly to her, they'd often receive denial that there was anything wrong or partial refunds or be ignored entirely. I wonder how you judge, like, which person you're going to gaslight, which person you're going to give a partial refund to, and which person you're like, I'm not even going to acknowledge you.
You know, I'm going to try and put myself in Brittany Dawn's shoes, and I'm going to guess the email address tells you. You know what I mean? Like, I would be more receptive to, like, a straightforward lacy@gmail.com versus bossbabe22.
Yeah, bossbabe's not getting a refund.
Don't take that person seriously, right? Or like hotmama83. Like,
And I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to judge where you're emailing me from. This is a Yahoo account. You're getting ignored.
Ooh, that's true. AOL. If you have an AOL email address, you are asking to be scammed.
Yeah, you truly are. Hotmail, you're probably a scammer. But also, Yahoo, I'm like, babes, I got to ignore you because your email address has like advertisements within the email.
Oh, yeah.
Like you'll see an email like from work and then it'll be like an ad for like Spanx, like in your email.
Yeah, that is very sketchy and strange.
Yeah. I only know that because I have a Yahoo for scam purposes. And I said, bitch, why they got ads in the emails? The fuck? I got an
email from the Department of Water and Power, and it's like, you got to watch a 30-second video before
you see. Oh, no. Oh, my God. And the email signature, it's like, one small trick to lose your belly fat. What the fuck?
Right. It's like, oh, here are my results from the doctor. Okay, I can skip that in 5 seconds. Like, what? No. Y'all, what the fuck is y'all doing over there? It's crazy. So, yeah, I feel like we figured out how she would, like, ignore, pick. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we have an example. We have an image here of an example of a complaint that was sent to Brittany and her response. So let's look at this. So up on the screen here. So this says, the customer says, "Hello, I'm writing in because I was and have been extremely upset with the service I received from you. I purchased a 90-day personalized plan for $260 from you. The plan I received was not personalized at all. And I'm sorry, as I've compared to others. Additionally, I felt the lack of support and contact from you was very lacking."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Say lack twice. One more time. Say it again.
Lack. Okay. "The macros also were low, and often I wouldn't get an explanation of my concerns. I would often get a little or generic replies or no reply after that. I never even received the full amount of training that I paid for. I assumed the $260 was for personalized programming, and you would been able to be more responsive and provide better service. I've included screenshots of the PayPal transaction to this email. I look to you as a coach since you promoted that you were NASM certified." So now she's saying that she has some certifications.
Oh, shit.
She said she had papers.
Oh, no.
Ooh. "So overall, just very disappointed with it since it's $260. It's a lot of money, especially for laughable coaching." Now, I just want to point out, how many times did she say $260 in this? I'm counting three.
She wanted to be clear. I'm not mad at her. Leave a paper trail, sis.
Also, it was $260. Regards, $260.
Okay, wait. I want to read Brittany's response.
Yes, read Brittany's response. She says, "Give me a name, please. Give me a voice for her, please."
"Hi, blank. Thanks for reaching out. I am so sorry about this. I never intended on letting you down, and I did just that. I looked into your situation, and I did find that you are, in fact, receiving your program and that we had a great email correspondence and communication. I'm a little caught off guard by this specific scenario, XOXO, Brittany Dog."
Not the Gossip Girl signature.
"Not the gas. I'm a little caught off guard by this specific scenario." You're caught off guard? Bitch, give me my $260.
She said, girl, we had a great time. What are you talking about?
Some of my emails included, "You're killing it, girl. Great job."
I said, you got this at least 7 times.
I'm attaching on here. You got this. Do you not remember I said that?
You don't remember when I said you had it? Come on now.
How much more individual do you need me to get?
I love this level of gaslighting. Oh. I almost want to try it on someone. Just so, like, I had a bad experience. I'm like, girl, no, you didn't. You had a good time.
Not to my recollection. I'm very caught off guard.
See, you are happy right now. You smiling. What you talking about? Give me another $260.
Wow.
Oh, Brittany. Okay, that gaslighting was hilarious, Brittany. Okay, you might be a comedian. You should think about that as your next career. You don't really have to have no certifications to do what we do, okay?
Oh, my God.
We have them, but they're not required. So in February 2019, Brittany posted a tearful video. Ugh. Now you know.
Always.
Listen, I do get a little envious of a white woman tear. Because I'm like, the things I could do with some white woman tears. Oh, y'all don't even know. I would rule the world. Yeah, I'd be out here crying.
But they're
willy
using
nilly.
Them for the stupidest shit.
Right.
Like, why not just actually give them the customized plans they asked for? Right. Or say, you know what, I'm not qualified to do this. But now you have to do an apology and do this video.
I had white lady tears, I'd be robbing a bank. Like, I feel threatened. Let me into the vault. Like, come on, y'all. Let's scam higher with these tears. They're valuable. So she posted this tearful video addressing those complaints. I'm going to put them in quotes for her. Complaints. Because, babes, you all had so much fun, babes. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. While she's reading from her phone, know, because it's such a sincere apology that she got to read it from her notes app.
She couldn't even memorize the apology.
No, girl.
You couldn't even put that $260 towards a teleprompter.
Like, sis, I got to memorize my lines.
Put the apology. apology right. up on an iPad.
Get off book, Britt.
Seriously.
So wait, let's watch a little bit of her apology. I love how thick her mascara is. Because she's like, it's gonna run, babes.
Oh, God.
I apologize to anyone who feels like they got scammed from me. I was not only a coach, but also the sole content creator.
Why is her dryer on? Hold on, pause.
Not only is the dryer on, but she got every Lululemon jacket she owns in that fucking... Come on, girl. Like,
did you just put sneakers in your dryer? What's happening?
She's like, you know what? I just got to get these jackets and these sports bras dry.
And how sincere of an apology is this that you can't turn your fucking dryer off, bitch? Like,
no, it is giving insincere.
You gotta do laundry that bad. Okay, let's keep going.
Business owner, YouTuber, financial advisor, and everything else that comes with every business. I now realize that I should have had more help and that this is a lesson that I am having to now learn the hard way. And for that, again, I am sorry.
Not to zoom in.
Stop looking at us. That's so scary. Jump scare.
It just zooms into her eyeball really fast. Oh, and it's terrifying. God. Also, did she think that, like, okay, one, that we can't hear your dryer. Okay, we're going to put that away, right?
Yes.
Is it more... sincere and authentic if you just have the camera zoom into your face real hard?
I don't know. It's definitely like a weird YouTuber thing.
It's like, I'm so sorry. And then she was like, you know how every business has YouTube and has like all these things. I was like, every business doesn't have YouTube.
Yeah, babe. Here's the other thing. I love that this is described as a tearful apology, but she's definitely doing the cry voice. Mm-hmm. Like, no tears, but she's just talking like this. I just want you to know. No. Like, girl. No one is buying this.
You're also not even giving us a squint, girl. Like, I don't even believe a tear is anywhere near a duct.
And you know what? You mentioned the mascara. I think the move would have been, you know, a light natural glam. You know what I mean? No eyeliner, no lashes. So just to show us, like, you went and got dolled up and you started your laundry before you did this is giving insincere.
Right. Like, I feel like watching this video that you have better things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this wasn't for us. And you're right. Like, she got on a thick-ass caterpillar lash. We're talking double mink, okay? Mm-hmm. And a brow. Mm-hmm. A strong brow.
It's giving $260 lash extensions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She laid down on the table for 3 hours as they individually
Yo, she got a foot rub during that session,
my God.
Too.
They used to do that in New York.
That's
Ooh,
the one.
I missed the foot
that's
rub
That's the
one.
Fucking spot.
Oh, man. In New York, they would have it with a foot rub. Out here, I can't get nobody to touch my feet while I get my lashes done.
Listen, sometimes I'd be like, can you skip the lash? And just do the foot rub.
I'm just here for the foot rub, okay? I guess I could throw a lash on. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. No, she's fully beat. It's crazy. Yeah, sis, this is so insincere and weird. You are very weird for this. Very odd behavior.
Yeah.
But I guess she knew she was going to be on Inside Edition, which is why she was like, this face got to be beat.
Yeah, because this became a news story. And honestly, I think this is where I picked up on it because she was being featured a lot. This was a big story.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean... So she did her tearful apology. She later appeared on Good Morning America. So now she's just getting free press.
Oh, God.
To say that she had taken full responsibility for her mistake and that she would do whatever it took to make things right.
Oh, God.
Which I love this because it's very Caroline Calloway of her.
Yeah.
Because this is what you
it's
do.
Vague.
When, yeah. And also what you do when you scam people and you're like a cute white woman, you say, oh my God, I sold you guys a product and you actually wanted it in the mail. That's
I
so
had
crazy.
No idea.
I made a mistake.
I didn't know. I'm sorry to anyone.
Y'all wanted
who
a
felt
class
scared.
Reunion. I thought y'all wanted me to have a hotel in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. It was a mistake. No, it's not a mistake. You robbed these people. You can't be like, oops, I robbed you. Oops, I robbed you again.
Yes.
She is a Britney, okay?
But oh my.
Not a good one.
Ooh. I love this so much.
So in addition to how bad Britney's meal plans and coaching were, one of the main issues is how much money she makes off of her followers. So in February 2023, Britney's defense allegedly attempted to obscure the truth of her finances during the trial by submitting proof that just 11% of the payments of customers or that customers had paid to her. So they showed 11% of the money she was making.
Yeah, they didn't show all of the PayPal funds.
And additionally, the PayPal account attached to the fitness website has received at least 1.5 million.
Jesus.
Since it was opened, significantly more than the $169,736
so
her defense claim.
So she tried to scam the court.
Yeah.
She said, I'm going to give you all these fake meal plans. And then the court said, show us how much money you made. And she was like, here's a little tiny bit. Don't look over here. Just look over here. I only made a little bit. It was only
bit of money.
Teeny tiny.
It wasn't money. That much. It was just a little bit.
Like a skinny, teeny tiny money.
A skinny money.
Hey, girl, the money was thick.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, here's what's really killed me about this. The scamming was bad enough, but mm-hmm. then homegirl had the nerve to rebrand, okay? She's not a fitness girly anymore. Mm-hmm. In the midst of her legal troubles as a fitness influencer, she decided that she's going to become a Christian influencer. Now, tell me that's not a switch up.
Listen, you can't go wrong with Jesus, okay? You can't. You don't have to follow any of his rules.
Mm-hmm. You can just say you believe in him and all of it washes away. Mm-hmm.
Start getting you some cream color fits, mm-hmm. you know, spend a little time at Banana Republic and give us a Jesus rebrand.
Do a little bit of a rope sandal.
Yes. Dip yourself in a little pool. Or if you really want to give us Jesus, find your local lake and have somebody dip you.
Oh, listen.
On video.
Listen, Lacey, we're going to get there. In 2019, she took a break from social media, and then she resurfaced with a video outlining her change in content. And I think we actually have a clip of her announcing the rebrand.
Come on, she better do the Black China.
That is just no longer the case. Fitness and health are no longer my identity. My identity is in Christ. 2019 has ultimately been an entire season of God just pruning my life. He has shown me the dirtiest, messiest, most dysfunctional,
God is a gardener,
parts of myself, which says a lot for me to be able to say that on camera, in order to guide me in the direction that he wanted to take me in the first place.
Okay, also, you can't see this because it's a podcast, but sis has a cable knit, a chunky turtleneck sweater on. She's like, oh, I'm giving you godly. No more sports bras. No more body hugging leggings.
It's giving saved. It's giving sanctified. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Amen. In his name. Now, we will post this on the Instagram so y'all will be able to see, but she still has on the same thick-ass makeup and mm-hmm. bronzer that she was wearing before, but she just got a turtleneck mm-hmm. on now.
Yes, Jesus has not pruned the lashes from my life. No. Only the fitness. Girl, what are you talking about? This is just so contrived. It truly boggles my mind that anybody bought this because it just seems so fake and insincere. But apparently people did. Even though she lost hundreds and thousands of subscribers following the fitness controversy, she's regained almost all of it during the rebrand.
Because listen, the Christian baddies who want to judge everyone and feel like their life is better than theirs because they mm-hmm. pretend to mm-hmm. follow the rules of the Lord, because none of them do.
They love a glow up. They love a sinner mm-hmm. turned Christian.
But it's so funny what sins you can just like repent for, right? Mm-hmm. Because like you can repent for robbing people, for premarital sex, but oh God, if you're gay, then oh you're damned to hellfire forever. Mm-hmm. I thought that was just one of the sins in the book. I thought it was like everything else, right? No, no, it's not. And y'all make this shit up. You all make this fucking shit up. And none of y'all love God. Y'all are just weirdos who need to feel better than other people. And it's very bizarre.
Yes. It's very narcissistic. It's very self-centered. And, you know, conveniently, Brittany has gone down this path of a Christian influencer. She's never addressed her wrongdoings from 2019.
God forgave her. She don't need the people that she robbed to forgive her.
But she has made tons of videos disowning her past image and saying, oh, you know, I used to wear these scandalous outfits when I was a fitness influencer. But here's what's funny to me. She does all of this talking about her old past mm-hmm. and like how, you know, she was so godless and blah, blah, blah. But she always makes sure to include pictures of those outfits. So like, you denounced the outfits, but she's like, but let's make sure, I just want y'all to see, you know, my exposed clavicles, and I want you to see the belly button, and I want you to see the thighs. Like,
I used to wear swimsuits with my clitoris out. She's like, see here.
This was the old me. This is the old me. I was not living for Christ. I look good as fuck. I look good, but I was not living a godly life in sections A, B, C, and D, in all of these cute little
like
outfits.
And subscribe to my sins.
Swipe up for more. Like, girl, please. Please. She gives us all of these TikToks and she just recycles. This is the thing I can't get over about just like the low effort of her content. Mm-hmm. She's not only a scammer, she has made like 3 million videos where she's like, I used to dress like a hoe and now I don't. Now I wear cable knit sweaters. And then like a slideshow, a full blown PowerPoint of all of the scandalous outfits.
I mean, this part I kind of love. You know, she was like, I used to suck dick. I don't do that anymore. Like,
what? If you don't believe me, here is the video evidence.
You sucking a mean dick, okay? I used to hit him with the Basket Weaver 2000, okay?
Oh my God. Like, So Brittany makes all of these TikToks about how she used a dress. Bum, 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 oh, here we go. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum. Wait, I can do that better. What if it's like...
Oh. So she went from wearing short shorts to wearing ill-fitting jumpsuits and sweatbands. Blazers. I mean, okay, girl. I guess
it's like, all still form fitting. Like you wearing a jean legging with a blazer and the worst boot.
And also, like, did she do a photo shoot for this? Like, where? What does God say about vanity, sis?
Right, it's in there. It's in the good book. And also, babes, what a God? I know God ain't saying nothing about blackface, but he should have. What are you like? What is the skin?
Yeah, that is another thing.
Babes, her you are pumpkin spice. You got pumpkin spice tan. You went in there, you was like, give me that.
Oh my God, but look at the difference between her face and her hands. I mean, it's just so obvious that she's wearing, it's just very strange. It's just very strange to preach godliness and she's giving up her sins and all this stuff. And yet, she still needs to do a photo shoot of these outfits. She still is bleaching her hair and wearing those caterpillar lashes, and she's still tanning herself.
And what about a white Abercrombie crop top says God? Mm-mm. I'm just confused.
I don't know.
I don't think he's in there, sis, but okay.
Well, today, Brittany runs a ministry called She Lives Freed and offers $600 tickets to spend the weekend at religious conferences she leads. It also includes, this is something that you mentioned, baptisms in horse troughs.
Horse troughs?
Yeah, she brings the horse trough into her little rented Airbnb, and for $600, you could take a dip. You could take a dip.
Now, are we cleaning the trough? Are we draining the trough between dips? Because I'm not trying to get dipped with, you know, that water orange as hell. If they showing up like Britney. Okay, she go to tennis line. They're like, what flavor you want? She's like, pumpkin.
Getting Christian tie-dye.
Have y'all ever seen a Cheez-It? Make that me. Like, what?
Oh, my God. She also runs a social media account with her husband, Jordan Nelson.
Oh, Lord.
And listen, Jordan is not free and exempt from scams himself. He is a former police officer who was also sued. He was sued by the ACLU in 2018 for excessive force against an unarmed black man. And there is video of it. There is video of him beating this man's ass. And that is how. Now, once again, you know you really fucked up for the police to fire you.
They're yeah, because like, they do not be. You want to talk about unions?
They're like, we're not going to do that with you.
The police are one of the strongest unions in the fucking world. They be like, oh, you did some murders? Yeah. Well, just sit at your desk, Bob. Just sit at your desk this week.
They're like, we're going to do a conscious uncoupling from Jordan. But now Jordan and Brittany together post religious lifestyle and marriage advice. In October 2021, Brittany posted a monetized video on YouTube. Oh my God. Ugh. I saw this one. Announcing that Jordan, her husband, had shot and killed her dog instead of taking him to the vet after he had been hit by a car. Now, this is where I really am amazed that shit didn't go south for her, because white people love dogs.
They love dogs more than anybody, especially, like, it goes like, white people, they love other white people when they have to gang up against minorities, but then they hate them any other time.
Yeah, don't do anything to a dog.
Yeah, and then dogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this girl, and here's what's wild to me, again, the narcissism. No one would know your fucking husband shot your dog if you didn't get on YouTube. She filmed this video in her core. She was like, let me set up the phone in the car and film myself crying. I'm so sad that my husband had to kill our dog instead of just taking him to the vet.
Like, your husband gunned down Fido.
Listen.
And you opened your front-facing camera, bitch, the delusion.
Yeah, I mean, it's just bizarre. But that apparently was not enough to end her online career as a Christian influencer.
Now, was she still trying to be with her mans? Because I'm trying to understand why she would even air him out if they're together.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, she's just truly so hungry for content. Mm-hmm. Everything becomes content for this girl. She's also posted videos about debunked conspiracy theories, like the Wayfair child trafficking theory, which was a hoax. And she also posted about the Astroworld concert, the tragedy. I mean, she uses any story to link to her Christianity and create content around.
Yeah. So she's like QAnon adjacent.
Yes, she definitely is. She definitely is.
QAnon like, light, diet QAnon.
Not diet, okay? We don't.
She she's not a soldier.
She's not a fitness girly anymore.
You're right.
She's not a fitness girly.
You're right.
So as Britney's content grows, so does the opposition against her. There's a whole subreddit called Britney Dawn Snark. Shout out to Britney Dawn Snark. They have 38,000 members where they make fun of everything that Britney is doing, including her hypocrisy and her spray tan. Mm. And the group has been responsible for monitoring some of Britney's other potential scams, including bringing to light some funny business with a GoFundMe. She said, I'm going to upgrade. Let me upgrade you.
The GoFundMe. No, it's not called GoFundMe. It's GoFunny, okay? Because things are a little sketchy.
A little sketchy.
So wait, what the hell happened with this damn GoFundMe?
So in 2021, Britney documented her efforts to help a homeless man named James using his image for Instagram views.
Okay, I remember this.
She was posting all over her Instagram about helping this man. Mm-hmm. And after she got James in her clutches, this man was minding his business. And Britney was like, let me put you on my Instagram. I can't just do a good deed and not have my millions of followers not see it.
If a good deed is in the forest,
how many Insta stories does a good deed need for it to be good?
Yes. Because if nobody heard it or saw it, how good it was.
Listen, so Britney and her husband scooped this man up, and then they started a GoFundMe, and they raised $25,000 that she said was going to go to James in order to help him go to an addiction and treatment and rehab facility. However, the facility that James was sent to was allegedly a free 99 Christian clinic with no...
It wasn't 25,000. It was 25,000 frees.
It was a free Christian clinic with no medical experts on staff. What does Britney have against people with accreditation for the skills they are offering folks? I don't understand.
Listen, God put it in my heart to be an expert, okay? I don't need man to confirm it with degrees and tests.
Well, the facility has had some sketchy claims made. There are people that have said that the patients were used as forced labor
as a
way to get through their substance withdrawals. And Britney seems to have cut ties with James following the completion of rehab. It is unclear where that money went. People have been asking about it, and they've never received confirmation that money went in James's hands.
We know where that money went.
And that same year, Britney posted photos of her very expensive wedding across social media. In January 2023, Britney and her husband posted a video on YouTube calling the accusations that they have stolen money from James's rehab a fictitious witch hunt. Here's the thing. If you have had a lawsuit from the Attorney General, the state of Texas...
Mm-hmm.
You really are no position to get your panties in a twist when people say, where's my money? Where is my money? I gave that money to James. I don't know where it went. And I want to know. That's not a witch hunt.
No. And also, I'm going to take it a step further. Anybody who's ever in the history used witch hunt unironically, they did it. They are a witch.
A witch hunt. Baby, we can see your lashes from space. Like,
You blink too hard. You levitate.
I don't need to hunt you down. You Insta-story every goddamn place you at.
Right.
I'm not hunting for you. Literally, you drop a pin every single time you go somewhere.
And it's only people who doing crime talk about this is a witch hunt.
So where is the $25,000? I don't understand where it's at.
You asking about questions. The witch? It's like, this is not even coherent. This doesn't make any sense at all. And wait, we had that video, and there, and she's looking as tan as ever. Also, her blonde is a little better here than it has been.
Yes, yes, yes. A more bronze feels a little more godly.
Okay, it's giving more godly here. I can see how God and
platinum is giving harlot.
Yeah, that was giving Satan for sure.
Mm-hmm,
wait,
mm-hmm.
Let's play a little bit of this because she's really.
Way too far. This is the bad side of the internet. The internet can do great things. We saw it with James. James is literally out of rehab, on his feet, has been on his own feet for quite some time now. But there are
dark sides to the internet. She said James is out of rehab and on his feet. Is he in a home? What do you mean on his feet? We are on our feet.
But also, this is a great example of doth protest too much. She is showing more range of emotion in this video than she did her apology, where we know she did the scam. And so now she is smacking her hands together. She's, you know, pointing. She's really showing us that she's taking this shit seriously.
This is a bad side of the internet, okay? James is at a rehab that was actually a Christian work camp, but he on his feet. He right now somewhere he got feet and he on them.
James doesn't care about the money. James isn't worried about that money that I took. Why are you so worried about it? Yeah. Witch hunt, witch hunt. You hunting witches?
James just wanted feet and to work for 12 hours a day for no money.
What? What? Oh my God.
And I gave him that.
What?
Oh, my God. Well, listen, as of March 2023, the trial against Britney has been postponed many a times. I was watching like a hawk. This was my fucking Super Bowl. I had popcorn ready. I had the kettle corn. I was ready to watch this trial go down. The Attorney General's office was seeking penalties and court fees between $250,000 and $1 million. However... Wow. As of April 25th, 2023, the court records show that Britney reached a settlement with the state of Texas, aka you did it. You did it, girl. You don't settle when you not guilty.
No, that's not, yeah, it's not a not guilty game to be settling. Mm-mm. Anytime you're like, well, what y'all got over there on the bargaining table?
Exactly. Because she, and who knows, there's no way of knowing because it's sealed, but the Britney Dawn snark page over on Reddit, they were the ones that cracked the case. So I did see that shit. I was like, let me email this to Judith right now. Yeah. Because we got to talk about this on the pod.
I love pettiness. I'm so, like, I mean, from the Reddit thread figuring this out, I love that you emailed us about this because I was seeing things about her, but then the depth of her scams and the pivot and, like, that she is a serial entrepreneur. She's a professional criminal. She's never going to stop.
Yeah, she's like, you can't hold me down.
And I want to know, and you know, it's always about money, especially if the government gets involved. I hope that that money is being returned to some of the victims because sometimes the government be like, oh, you did a bad thing. Give us some money. Where the fuck that money going, government?
Yeah.
Where? Not to you. It's not for you, bitch. Yeah. You didn't get robbed.
And I really hope the people who were taken advantage of by her scams were not discouraged from seeking treatment.
Yeah.
Because if you've gone through something difficult, it can be so hard to come forward and say that you got scammed. A lot of times people feel, you know, they're so vulnerable and they feel like embarrassed. They don't want to admit it, you know, and then they don't want to like take the next step to try and get help.
Because that's how you keep scamming is because a lot of times we all feel like we're stupid or you know, and we feel guilty if we fall for a scam. So then we don't share it with anyone.
Right,
we're all letting that grift continue and letting that scammer continue to do what he's doing. I mean, a la Sean King. Like, I just saw that Sean King was, you know, connected with the young man who was shot for knocking on the wrong door.
Like, it's just...
You know, once he sees a GoFundMe, I swear he has GoFundMe alerts on. And it's like, once it gets to a certain amount of money, he's like, let me go help them and give them my services. Because, like, what the fuck are you doing?
And the thing that's also really frustrating about it is like when you get scammed, like you continuously have PTSD because now you're not going to, you don't want to trust anybody. Mm-hmm. You're vulnerable. You tried to have your heart open. You tried to like accept and appreciate and believe the best in people. And then you got taken advantage of. How are you going to move through the rest of your life and continue to have an open heart if you can get scammed again?
And this is particularly heinous because, like you brought up, these are people who are battling a serious, you know, issue that can take your life from you, like a serious disease. And they're trying to get better.
And even if you recover from an eating disorder, you can have health consequences for the rest of your life. This is something that you will continuously, it's like any sort of, you know, addictive behavior. It's something that you have to work at forever. And this woman took advantage of it. And the reason that I feel so strongly about her is it's such an example of white privilege that she's been able to proliferate in this way so boldly. She documents just without reckless abandon and has really not faced any serious consequences. I'm so glad that they settled, but even that is not enough for me. I want to know that. I want to see the check.
Because how much money you put on it, Britt? How much money you were like, are you, I got five on it? How much?
Because you know what Britt's going to do? Oops, I did it again. Mm-hmm. I scammed again. She's now charging $600 to dip people in a horse trough? Mama, what qualifications do you have for that?
You don't even got a dipping degree.
You don't got a dip in license. You have never been trained in anything. You just got out in the world and just said, I'm going to do things. Which usually I admire, but but in this case, I'm like, bitch, I can't get with this because you're harming people who are so deeply vulnerable and then you're gaslighting them on top of that, which I'm sure all of us have dealt with gaslighting. But like in this case, like that's like if I had a therapist who didn't have no qualifications and I found out that they just were like fucking around and I was like, hey, this is really fucked up. And they were like, what are you talking about? You loved your sessions. You healed.
Yeah, she's really bad. Her newest grift is a foster mom. She's been adopting kids. Yeah, and like I was real pissed because not only was she adopting kids and posting them on the internet, because you're not supposed to be posting your adopted or your foster kids.
So is she
kids.
Fostering them or is she adopting these children?
She's been fostering.
Oh, so she can get a check from these kids.
No.
Because that's what, there are a lot of great people who foster, but my mom used to be a caseworker, so I know a lot about this. But then, you get money from the government for each child, and then you find people who are good actors and then people who are bad.
And then she's on Instagram being like, swipe up to see where I got this baby carrier.
Oh, no.
Check out blah, blah, blah. Go to my Amazon store. I mean, it's all content for her. Because I honestly, Lacey, I was about to log off from this whole thing when she was fostering a black baby. And I was like, oh, no, this is too far. I can't. I was like, your husband, okay,
is a police officer who beat black
people.
Come
on now. I'm like, what are the qualifications? Like, are they looking at this girl's papers at all? But she was posting about her foster kids and, obscuring their face, but showing the feet and showing the hands and showing the kids, hearing them cooing in the background. It's all content for her. And again, it's so frustrating that she does this in plain sight.
Yeah.
And there's no consequences.
Like
the kid who that, when a child needs to go into foster care, it's very serious.
Yes.
And their family, for whatever reasons, are not able to keep them.
Or they're just snatched because a lot of it is corrupt.
Or they're just snatched away, okay? And then you are going to then turn that child's vulnerable moment without their consent, because they are a baby. They cannot consent to being shared on your Instagram with millions of people watching. And then you're using this terrible moment in their life to get, commissions to your Amazon store? It blows my mind. It's wild.
No, and this is sick. I didn't know about this part. And also what's sickening me here is that how the fuck is she even allowed to be near black people, children, anything black? Like, she shouldn't be able to buy black clothes anymore. Because, your husband is literally out here beating the fuck out of black people. And somehow then we can put black people in your home with your fucking abusive ass, dog shooting ass husband.
And I'll take it a step further. Your black foster baby should not be the first black person you know. I'm sorry. That should not be your first black friend.
Well, maybe she went to court where her husband was getting in trouble for beating on black people. She met some of the people he was beating on.
I mean, listen, she posts so much of her life. Ugh. I've yet to see any black people that she's in community with. I could be incorrect. I would happily be incorrect here. But to take in a child of any background, but especially a black child in need, and your husband has a documented pattern of excessive force and abuse against the dog, which you told us about, okay?
Right.
And the ACLU was like, this is not right. You are, we have you on candid camera beating an unarmed black man. And now you're like, hey, fam, here I am taking in a black baby. Yeah. Let me show you its feet. Swipe up on the diaper carrier. Like, no.
No, that's way too. Also, I need to speak with whoever is letting this woman foster, because, we need to fight y'all. Brittany Dawn Reddy, y'all get on that, because we need these children right out of this home immediately. Because, I just don't understand how, if you've been convicted of a violent crime like that, that you can foster kids at all.
Yeah.
I feel like once you're convicted of a violent, once the ACLU know your name,
well, I don't think
you should be able to foster children.
I don't believe he's faced any criminal charges. I don't know, what the union worked out with him and the ACLU. Again, they took out a lawsuit against him. I don't know, how that ended. I don't know if it's still ongoing, but I agree. That should preclude you from being able to you shouldn't be able to foster a fish, a dog, a kitten. You don't need a Neopet. You don't need a Tamagotchi.
Nope.
You don't,
a fern?
No.
Okay, nothing living.
No. No, no, no.
Nothing that requires any care. Orchid, all of it. Nothing.
None of it.
Okay?
None of it.
Okay? We're lucky if we let you procreate. Okay, so Brittany Dunn, you're a terrible person. You're a rotten piece of shit. And I love scammers. And I hate everything about this and you. Like, for real.
Yeah. Ugh. Listen, if you're listening and you are thinking about giving Brittany Dunn some of your coins, don't do it. Do not give this
woman. Again.
Don't
Think
give
twice.
This woman your money. Please don't.
This woman don't need your money. Nobody needs to give her any more money. I can't believe she adopted. Oh my God. I'm disgusted. All right. Well, that brings us to the saddest part of the show, which is it the saddest part? I think Brittany is the saddest part of
the
show.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
But where we have to let Fran go, before we do that, we have Scammer of the Week. This is where we'll honor a charlatan who's worthy of our praise, or maybe not, like Brittany's trash ass. Ugh, nasty. But so today we're talking about the TikTok trickster. So this is the TikTok trickster of the South who has been arrested after stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from women across several states. No. Mm-mm. Okay, let's see. Brenton Fillers, 54. Oh my God. Oh, ooh, my God.
Oh my God. Jump scare.
Yo, he got a face only M. Night Shyamalan could love. Oh my God. Yo, no, he's terrifying. I'm gonna put a little warning on the Instagram, because y'all, when y'all see this photo of him, especially the middle one, like, that's terrifying. He just jumped out the bushes. Oh my God, my chest is palpitating. Okay. So Brenton Fillers, 54, was arrested after using fake names and photos on TikTok to message women and earn their trust. Eventually, he'd meet them in person, but use sob stories to make them stay and eventually ask for money. Yeah, you don't have to have the sobbiest story to get me to stay anywhere around that man. That man is terrifying.
Yeah.
Why he look like that? Oh my God, his eyes. Oh.
Stop putting the picture up. Oh my God, I will
just
pay you.
Take it down.
I will pay you to put the picture away.
Now I feel like Judith's just like torture gun. She's like, ah, gotcha.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. No, I really like that picture has stirred me in a way physically that I'm like, you can see I'm flailing my hands. Okay, I'm going to calm down. Whew. He can't hurt me anymore. He's not on the screen. Okay. So he would make up these sob stories, ask them to stay, and then eventually ask them for money. Mm. There's only one way that I would give this man money. I would pay him to leave. I would pay him to turn around and keep walking and never look back at me. Any other thing? No. So according to one woman, he stole $4,000 before ghosting her and disconnecting his phone.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, God.
He unplugged the phone out the wall on your ass? That's wild. Also, $4,000. When y'all see this man on the Insta, and I will post these on time, I swear, because you need to see him. You're not giving him $4,000.
He's terrifying looking.
Like, if you're stealing he had to hit me over the head and take my $4,000. I ain't willingly giving it. So, Spanish Fort Police Chief John Barber of Alabama says he has never had a job. His criminal history spans 30-plus years. He's a prolific con artist. I'm looking at this man, and I just don't understand how he doesn't have a face for crime.
Well, that's why he was using fake names and photos on TikTok in order to weasel his way into these women's homes.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So it's like a catfish
situation. He was doing a catfish, and then once he got there, he starts stealing money from them.
Wow. So media coverage from local news networks in Texas helped police identify and arrest him. So he's been arrested. He's currently in police custody in the hospital.
Oh.
In the hospital?
He's scamming.
What, they beat him up like Batman before they took
him? He's scamming again. I'm sure he says, oh, I'm sick. Something's wrong with me.
I mean,
please.
The way his face looked, I would take him to a hospital too. Okay, he needs some CCs of something stat.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Woo, that was terrifying. Well, all right, Fran. That was amazing. We always ask, where would you like to be found? Where can people find your work? Or they find you?
Yeah, you can find me across social media at Cheska Lee, CHESCALEIGH. I also have a website, Francesca.net.
Yes.
Francesca with an H. And I'm super excited. My best friend and I are in the process of launching a podcast.
Ooh.
Finally getting in the podcast game.
I can't believe you haven't been.
You know, it's been on the agenda, but, you know, as long as these studios keep scamming me, I'm always juggling 8 jobs. And
true.
So it was, you know, the timing was really right. And so I'm super excited that we're working on that. And next time I come, we'll be able to kind of drop some more nuggets.
Yes,
the pod.
We can promote it. We know where to go. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that. You are going to have a great podcast. I don't know why in my head I just always assumed you had one.
You know, I did. I did in another life. And then, you know, we rebranded. We're moving forward. We got a new pod coming out. And yeah, I'm super excited about it. And I'm so glad that we made this happen.
I am too. And we originally did this on Zoom.
Oh, it's so much better in person.
So much better in person. I'm so glad that like I was off the rails that day and we had to reschedule because this is so much better.
So much better.
Oh my gosh. And as always, if you want to see these pictures, especially the scary ass man, he's terrifying, that Judith tormented us with, Scam Goddess Pod on Instagram. I will post these on time, I swear, because I need y'all to see how terrifying he was and all these Brittany Dawn videos and her orange ass, okay? And if you want to follow me, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. If you want to snitch on your friends, family, and your enemies, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Congregation, iCarly comes out June 1st, so get on Paramount Plus and put that in your eyeballs. And I have a Netflix movie that's coming out July 7th called The Outlaws. So
if Lacey's
going
to do one thing, she's going to work. She's going to work. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
I work like a terrified person. I'm like, I don't know when they're going to stop giving us money. But to all of y'all out there, stay dawning, okay? Don't do it like Britney, but you know, get out there and get your dawn on, okay? Bye-bye.
Scam Goddess!
Hey, y'all. The end is nigh. Or rather, it's nigh time for the Scam Goddess live show. As you know, it's completely sold out in person, but y'all, get online. Go to Moment House. Go to the footnotes of this episode. Click on that link. Click on the link in any of my Instagram, Twitter, any bio, link in bio, honey, and get your remote ticket so that you can watch the show live from the comfort of your house. And we will have a chat and we will be getting into it, which also pull up.
Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Karkbo, engineered by Ryan Connor and Abby Aguilar. Our researcher is Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Legend has it, underneath the NJM insurance offices lies a room of rejected mascot memorabilia. Is it real? No one knows. But we do know NJM is proud to put policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. NJM.